Safka Futasiv Bays. Kenim Shahum him and Futsolim. Kenim Shah made out of pieces. They're jointed, I guess would be the right word for it. Minar Shahugis, Minar made out of pieces. Bukise Bashulchan Shahim Khatikas, Khatikas are a chair, a table which is made out of pieces, independent pieces. So Mamidan Oisam Yamtiv, you're allowed to put them together on Yamtiv. But there's a very important condition over here. And that's the same din as the Trisech HaNuyah, shall I put it together, but Rehu Shalo Yiska, you cannot put it together tightly. Sivkot Nechaz, Meshulchan, Rehu Adin Kehoish HaProkim, similarly, we had a cup made out of pieces, you could put it together on Yom Tov, but, Minus HaMiyam Tavim, Binyan Mestir B'Kelim. So, Chazal said that putting together a keli is not considered an act of Breina. V'lo B'Gosu B'Zeh Hashem HaYiska, K'moy Le'el B'Sif Aleph, Gabi Chanuyas. Sheesh ben lehem sir min atzad, mishum miniyah simchus yamtiv. Really, theoretically, they could have been gozer over here, was a gzeir Hashem yiska, like we were gozer before in the case of the sir min atzad, where tekiyah is common and shayach. So normally when you put this thing together, you do it in a way which is takua, which is tight, which will then be usur, either out tikun mona, or possibly out makav patish. Or alternatively, you hold binyan gomer applies him to kalim. So there's three possibilities what the answer is. But Chazal did not answer it because the minyan simple is yamtiv. So you have to put together some yamtiv. But midasasa mash rafilu nisparku mi bayoyim na mishori. This is lav dafka if it fell apart on yamtiv. Even if it fell apart, was taken apart before yamtiv, you're allowed to put it together on yamtiv. You don't say, listen, you should have done it before yamtiv. Now on Shabbos, they were gozer Shema Yiska. So Shabbos, because we don't have the same pressure of simple Shabbos, we have a simple Yom Tov. And therefore Chazal said, you can't put it together over there. You cannot put it together over there. Okay, Hushala Yiska, Yud Aleph, Pirish, because you can't put it together tightly. Ubi Gevura, and with strength. Okay. Chosim, we're going to run Shema Real. Akam Shehevi Ksav Chosim. So in the case, the boy brought a sealed letter. Went to the fossil be yomtiv. You can take it. You can open up a yomtiv. You can break the seal, or you can tear the letter open, which the fossil be the letter. The envelope would be mutter to tear open to get what's inside if they feel there's a need for it. Achim kosim love osius etzuras. If there's a picture or there are letters there, osir mishum moichik the problem of moichik. The Goyin says you should never open it up. He didn't feel it went under the umbrella of the Heter Simchas Yom Tov.
Okay.
It does not go. The Goyin says it doesn't go under the umbrella of the Heter Simchas Yom Tov.
Open a bill.
To open a bill. Obviously, the bill is up. There's some important point over there. Take a look over here in the Shar HaTziyun. Yud Beis. So this was the issue of putting together the kelim. So he raises the question. So you can't put together bechayzik. The stam hiduk shari, but putting it tightly is not also. It's how much you put it bechayzik. So even though it's hiduk in the sense that it's well attached, that's not also. It has to be dafka, but it's put together tightly that it's hard to pull it apart. Kliya osi ayde shroif. It has a screw. It screws in. Can you screw the screw in and therefore tighten it or not? I'm assuming Shin Yagim will be sure at sea and Shom Ladasam Magan Rum Shom Nechshav Zekamoy Tekia Umel Osir Zegam Yomtiv. So either it means that there was a screw or the whole thing screwed in. Like the pieces screwed together. Not that it was an independent screw, but they all screwed together. Pashas, the screw itself, the car should go under the halacha of tekiya, but the shiloh was screwing it in tightly into the container. You know, the two parts screwed together. What's the look over there? She says that she brought from the shar the magen avraham that that's considered with tekiya, putting it tightly. Mela osur gizek gam b'yamtiv. It's osur yamtiv. But that's a tashom to who rakmin rabbanon. Mela hachasher mishum simchus yamtiv. You say in Shabbos mutar rabbanon, so we could argue on yamtiv. It'd be mutter because of simchas yamtiv. Ayn shabbos sharetzion the ma'isa nochin lahachar k'magen avraham that we have to choshesh that it's considered a real tekiya, which it might be the raisa, and therefore you cannot do it on yamtiv either. So screwing together two parts of a kli, which are made that they have a they're threaded so that you can screw them together, and then they're put together tightly. So that's considered, the fact that they're screwed together is considered chayzik, and considered that you put it together tightly, and that's called making a kli.
So a lot of these things people use when you snap things together, that's also chayzik.
It doesn't have to be
a screw.
Right. So some of the things might theoretically be problematic.
When you snap, the upside down tables, it's not putting together, but here, this is strong. If someone had a way to put pieces together like you have over here, this is strong, even though you just snap something and that's strong.
Right. So the key was, Pasha, you took another piece of wood and you stuck it in there so it was tight. So, Pasha, you made it that it doesn't come apart easily. Over here, you can take it apart. It's easy to put it together. You can take it apart.
Oh, so it's not just how tight it is; it's how easy it is to put it.
Right. So it comes.
You have to do more work.
So
to
the
condition
of the screw is the
car. It takes more work to take.
The screw, you screwed it in. You can unscrew it, but because of the fact that the screw is a very very tight chibur, so that's where their argument has the only talk. That's the argument over there. So interesting over here in the Moshe Tirsha, they bring the following shadow, which in the good old Sifilux machines, which they had a small nowadays you have a soda stream, they have this big canister which gives you 100 bottles worth of carbonation.
Yeah.
The old ones is a little thing which helped, basically would give you one or two bottles worth. So you'd screw it into the thing. Pump it up a few times,
yeah.
And then you unscrew it. It goes in very tight because it doesn't go in tight; it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very, after one or two times, you take it out. So, so is that mutter or not? So, how do you deal with that? So, Bajim said, since it was made to use it one or two times, then unscrew it. Over here it's mamash not a miskayim, so it's not a problem. Nowadays, the ones which come in the canisters, which have, they hold a much larger amount, so those takar miskayim, they stay in there for a period of a few weeks or whatever, so those you can't screw in on Shabbos. So we just did Sif Beis, Tuf Kufiyot Tes, Sif Beis. So we're about to do Sif Gimel. Okay. So here's the issue over here. If you want to, you have like a roped around a keli, that's how you sealed it, or you sealed it with something on the karka. And then, so you tie it around, and then you either have a knot, or you have some type of a seal on it. You want to break that open, whether it's a case of kalim or the case of karko. So are you allowed to open those things or not? So the law is no difference in Shabbos and Yom Tov. The same issues of binyan or stira, which apply over there, apply over here. So the law was, I don't remember all the details, but... So if it's something which is not mechuper the karka, to cut through a rope is mutter. To untie the rope is a problem. To cut through the rope is mutter. To unbraid the rope, to have kiyat that way is also is mutter. Hatav kiyat belachter is in the cut those to the hatter to untie it is also have kiyat belachter. Chasham shebekalem is mutter. Shebekarka, since it's on something which is in the ground. I guess it may be a common, maybe a more common thing. We don't use ropes so much. We can wear chains with these things. It's not really such an issue. But if you would have one of those basements in the ground, in the ground doors which go down to the basement, the two sides come over together and close up.
Storm door.
And it goes down the steps down to the basement, covers the steps down to the basement. So that would be a case. That's a similar, basically the case you had over there of Shabakarka, that there was some type of something, there was a pit or something in the ground which they covered with this thing and they tied it on. So that's more chomer because it's part of the karka, it's part of the karka.
Isn't anything attached to the building like part of karka?
On the
wall, a picture frame, I thought everything that's on pipes.
Yeah, all those things are considered karka, right?
So it could be a door inside the house also.
Theoretically, right?
An attic door or
See, over there, they're mechalkin halacha between the case where the karka was, since it was flat and flush with the ground, so it was not nickered all that you do. That's it. I mean, we really meant it's not the door, it's the chayse. The chayse is not part of the door, it's an independent thing. But it's in the ground, it looks like it's you're doing something on the ground. That was even more of a problem. Dalad. Liklim kasher kesim, etevin, atse psamim. Didn't be yomtiv, didn't be Shabbos, could easily be shimshin chapez, dalad. This person wants to cut a piece of straw to break it in half, or kesim, or that's a. Kesim is a splinter of wood. Or tevin. So the difference in kash and tevin, they both are straw. One is the straw which is left over in the ground when you cut it down, and then you take that off and use that. That's tevin. The kash is when you cut the wheat, the grain, so you cut it with a certain amount of stalk, and later on you thresh the kernels away from the remainder of that straw which had been attached and cut with the grain off the ground. That's referred to as kash. Basically, I think they call it straw and stubble. Would be probably the English translations of it.
These are not ochel, right?
So these are ochel behema. They're ochel behema. So you want to cut them, or atei psamim, or something which is used for psamim. Dinim b'yom to come up, dinim b'shabbos. So as long as they're roy to give to an animal to eat, so there's no iser of cutting them. But there has to be a tzarech. We're doing it for an animal because the tzarech for the tzarech of the animal is not mutter unless the animal can't use it otherwise. It's extra tzarech. It also says over there, however, if a person wants to take a kesem, which is a splinter, and whittle it down into a toothpick, so I mean, it's the rice, because you're making a kli. You're making it from a stone piece of wood, and you change it into a whole different item. Okay. Kamotin sha'oisim hanoshim b'botei zroyaseyin b'botei sharkeyin asa l'asosim yamtim mishum tikin manas. So nowadays they try to get rid of the wrinkles, and they used to put the wrinkles in. You know, it's always something new. So they used to make some type of a wrinkle on their arms or on their legs. So you can't do that on Yom Tov because it's considered tikkun mana being the person. Okay, the person becomes she becomes more pretty. So there's iser of, because you made some chinin on the person. That's chazal asked that. Your gimel both is very saying what in the osir lasus kimotim ba'anoch shibitzavri you can't do on the neck shikaron kolner which they call. It wasn't a real Tzarech Yom Tov, I guess. I'm just wondering what he means over here. He might mean, I'm just thinking right now, he might mean they want to make like a pleat on the clothing. But this is saying probably means the sleeves. They make like a pleat, iron in a pleat or something like that. So that's also doing yom tov because it's tikkun in the clothing. The same thing you want to do on nachshav and tzavur. That was like a scarf. Be'etzim, you would press it in with pieces of wood. They would have two pieces of wood, which they would put it on the fold, they put it in the two pieces of wood, and they would press, and then they would sort of snap it together, and the pressure would press it into place. Okay, so that's also the Chol HaMoed, that's not true, because Chol HaMoed is also make pleats. It's Ma'ase Uman, they make pleats, and that's also in Chol HaMoed. They stam ironing an item in a non-Uman fashion, as much as making pleats, is also on Chol HaMoed, that you're referring to. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, Tov Kuf Kof. Chabad Abayis. Sif Aleph. Chabad Abayis. Kedina Kuf Shabbos. Kedina Kuf Yom Tov. Vayin Leil Simishin Lamed Zayin. Okay, so bathroom is nothing wrong with sweeping the house, theoretically, right? The only problem is that if it had a dirt floor, so there's a concern that when you have a dirt floor, that you're going to move the dirt from the low places to the high places, the high places to the low places, and you're going to flatten out the floor, as you've done a tikkun in the ground, that's a tikkun in a karka, and that's very significant, and that's going to be osur. So that's why we have a problem with that. The karka is merutzev. Now, so what about if the karka is merutzev? If it's covered with a tile or wood, so there's a gzeira, even if it was covered, also in a case where it was a dirt floor. It then, however, said if the all of the homes in the city or roiv, or possibly all, we might need all of the homes in the city are merutzev, are now tiled, are covered. So then there's no gzeir anymore in that situation. They didn't make a gzeir in the situation where everything is covered. So if it's merutzev, it's mutter, fine. Now, there is a... Does she hold the really mikra din, even if it's not merutz, if it's a mutter mikra din? If it's not a vada, it's not a psik ratio, you're going to be mashu gumas. So it's not a vada that you're going to... It's not a psik ratio, so it's mutter mikra din. Okay. Tav kuf chav aleph. Cruising along over here. Din shil shaperis v'yamtav v'malkam l'malkam. So Chazal were concerned about people being matriach for their, since they're not allowed to carry. So there's a concern people would be busy, you know, schlepping their items if they want to protect, etc., the whole yamtav, and it's going to minimize simple's yamtav. On the other hand, leaving these out in a place where they're not safe is also going to minimize your simple's yamtav. So we have to balance the two concerns. So the first thing was the following. So let's say you had the papers out to dry, and you saw that the rain is coming, and therefore it's going to cause them to absorb water again, and that's not good for the papers, etc. So you didn't want that. So if they're on the roof drying, and you want to bring them in. So in the case where there was an opening in the roof, so you're allowed to drop, because I'll allow you to drop it down or lower it down through the opening in the roof. It says Mashil and Paris Derech Aruba. You're allowed to lower down the papers through the aruba, the skylight. Pirish, he shall say, "Zeh chaklerim mapilon papers lower." You're allowed to drop them down to the ground. B'yamtiv. However, lo yishashlem mechalon. That only works by the aruba, where you basically could bring it to the thing and just drop it down. Whereas the window, you have to lower it down from above to where the window is, and then pull it inside. Well, you read the mechalon, but you can't take it down on ladders. You can't move from one roof to the other roof. Even though the height of the both roofs are the same height. So Chazal wanted you not to be matriach, so they gave you limits of what you're allowed to do. So they said, look, basically over here, you just take it to the skylight, and it's fruit. You know, remember, it's not like it's a major issue. You drop it down. Was that who? So that they're mat. But everything else is really too much tirchon. The Chazal did not want that in Yom Tov. So cut an aleph, mashilin, pirish. Sheesh to pirish alagag. He has fruit on the roof. Rog gishamim shememash mashin boi. He saw the rain is coming. After shevelah, they have said that would cause damage, cause loss to the fruits. Tirul lachachamim on the track with Yom Tov. Chazal permitted you to do the tirchon Yom Tov to lower them down, to get them down. You put them through the skylight on the roof. Either by lowering it down with a rope, or lashichem, or just throw them down. It's not such a big schlep. They have some momentum because I'll remind to that to save you from a loss. But even in this scenario, it's only mutter because of hefsin. Paris. If you're perish, harbi isham, mutal the salak kulam isham. Chazal did not put a limit how much you're allowed to drop down. Okay. Aruba, hu chaloyna osi b'tikra zagag. It's an opening. Literally, it's a window. It's an opening made in the roof. Oishashlam chaloynas, matzalomer. Vaya gag mukaf b'mechitzes. If the roof had walls around it, one of the walls had an opening in it on the side, so basically that would be the equivalent of a window. So also the read him there, Sham, you can't lower it through the window down to the ground. Why? So what's the reason that lowering it down to the ground through the aruba or to the floor? We should say you're allowed to do with ropes. The difference over here because you have to step it up to the window. Over there, you just drop it down the hall. Over here, you have to pick it up and put it through the window and then lower it down. So the lowering down part is the same. It's getting it to the height of the window. Also, the readim there. Get it up to the window and then lower it down. Is Chazal said that was a tircha which you're not going to allow on Yom Tov. I feel even you're to rock like biyam adachaloyin ulashichem derech sham lor art so gam kenos. Even if you're not going to lower it down, you just throw it down, but you have to pick it up to get through the window. So it's also so how you bezer al kaponim tircha laloisim because tircha raising them up to the window is problematic. Problem. Vayachaloyin namuch. But therefore, according to that argument, if the opening was low, shovel a god, it was basically the same height as the floor, the ground of the, you had an opening right by the height of the roof that you're standing on. So there's this wall, but the opening is right down next to where the opening is. And you just want to basically kick it through. Like a tircha, you say there's no tircha picking it up. You start with the mutter k'moy derech aruba. That's not any worse in the case of aruba. You'd be allowed to like put it through and let it down.
So all this is because of a hepsid. If you're going to eat it, it's okay. You're putting a lot or raising it over the
I think
window.
So, yeah.
This is all if you're not going to eat it.
Correct.
What's our concern with you doing this?
It's
too much tircha.
Too much tircha. So he wants to carry down the ladders with salam. So it's alarming. They're already in bags. We'll read them the matter there. So we're going to put them down the ladder. The same thing going downstairs would also be going to the sister. Okay, I don't know what the practical implications of that. If they meant mamas like our stairs or not, I don't know. So here's the plan. There's no aruba in this roof over this house.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to move it over to the next house over, which has an aruba, and then lower it down through the aruba in the next house. So Chazal said no, Osir. Even though I'm allowed to take from anywhere on my roof to my aruba and drop it down, even though it might be a distance of 20, 30 feet away, a very large roof, Chazal did not differentiate in my own place, but to take it to somewhere else and then lower it down, Chazal said no. I mean, even though it's directly possible, there's a case where that might be less tircha than taking it down to my own aruba, but they didn't set it up. They basically set it up in a more distinct way. Is this roof is where you're allowed to put you can't transfer to another roof. That would cover most cases. So this is not even mutter for derech hefsid. Obviously, it's mutter for. It's also if it's also b'makom hefsid, kabel chayim, it's also shlo b'makom hefsid. Even though the height of both roofs are equal, so there's no tircha of going up or going down involved in transporting the fruit, so Chazal said no. Okay, Beis. Mutar lechasis peiros by kada yain or levenim b'nei adelef. Got to cover either fruits or barrels of wine or bricks made out of adobe because there was a drip and the drip is dripping down. So drip is a strong thing. It can wear out the material which is there. So Chazal allow you to cover it. Even though the vein in themselves are muksa because they're armed with the binyan. So you're moving the covering in order to protect the levenim which are muksa. So there is one in the moral that holds this also to metal kli that served over hamuksa. But we don't pass it like that. We hold that's not a problem. So if I had one of the muscle, if I have a case of Bayesh and all the beyomtiv, which we had before, so the bay is muksa, if I want to take a kli and put it over the egg, as long as I don't touch the egg and before it make the egg move, I'm going to put it clear over the egg to prevent it from getting stepped on and damaged and broken, etc. And then use it after Yom Tov, that'll be mutter. There's mutter even in Shabbos. Even moving it the tzarech over mukzah, so that's not a problem. Ches or levenim, a few lehem mukzah, even though the levenim are mukzah, keren shehein misturis v'amdus abinyan, which means they're still piled. Sometimes after you finish buildings, so you have a few extra bricks and you leave them over. You don't have to reuse them for another project. So you basically designate them for uses around the home. So those are not mukzah anymore. But the case where you had a significant amount left over and you're planning to reuse it for the next building campaign. So those bricks now are mukzah because they've been designated for a purpose, which is also to do in Shabbos Yom. You can't build. So they're mukzah, you're going to shame sturis, they've been set up in rows and they're ready to use for binyan purposes. You're allowed to cover them to protect them from the rain, that it shouldn't cause the, if they haven't been fired up yet, let's say, or you know whatever, haven't been fired a second time, so sometimes they're not fully baked, so the water will cause the clay to start to dissolve, and they have a real problem. So you're allowed to cover them for that, to protect them from that potential possibility. So that's called delif. Delif is the drip. So the drip of the rain, which is coming down. It either means when the rain comes out, but usually it's actually used for like the after rain, like they're coming off the roofs and stuff like that, the gutters, the trees. Gimel, listen to Kli, Tachat Adelif, Dinam Shabbos, Katinam Yantiv, Ayan Lebes, Amishin, Lamaches, Sif, Ches. So here's the problem, that the water which comes in is mukzah. It's not necessarily usable. It's dirty or whatever it is. So now, if that's true, that the case is that the water is mukzah, or alternatively the water, you know, you get involved in discussion, is the water considered like a nerlin? So yeah. We said it's not considered a nerlin because it was in the clouds. Even though before it wasn't cloudy, but the wind brought the clouds and whatever, so we assume that it's not another one.
It's not a null issue.
Oh, yes, so good. So now, but if it's not drinkable, for whatever reason, it's dirty, etc., not really usable, so then it is mukzah. That's the that's it's a mukzah, it's not a usable item. So now there's a locha in Hilchos Shabbos called Asur Levatal Kli Mehechana. Asur Levatal Kli Mehechana. You can't do something to take away a keli's designated function. It's hachonoi on Shabbos. So I would, if there's a nair which is burning down, and I'm afraid that something that's going to roll off with the fire this summer, so I want to put something there to catch it. So that thing, that kli which I put there, becomes muksa, because it now has the candle. It was put there to hold the candle, which is going to come off. So now there's a unused or not completely used, an unlit, unfunctional candle in this container, so you can't move the container anymore. So in some way you've taken away some of the function of the kli by doing so. So over here I want to catch this delif. So if the water is unusable water, the result is going to be that I'm going to have that I can't move the kli anymore. Now it has mukzah of water in it. So that's a problem. However, so what do I do in a situation so that where the water is coming in and damaging something of value to me? So one thing I can do is because I'll remind me to move into the room where it is, and I can find, if I actually truly find that the dripping is very annoying and it comes like bothersome to me, so then I'm allowed to do something to take care of that. It's called the Graf Shorei. So I can make a Graf Shorei situation. So we don't do that unless there's a Mokum of Hefsid. So that's all that over there back in Shimon Mechaz. Okay, what time is it? It's 42, let's hold it here.